B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Good morning. It's 5:40. First of all, I want to reintroduce our pal, Tracy. She's going to be filling in for the vacationing LBF this week. Tracy, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
Tracy and I used to work together back in...
70s.
Was it the 70s? in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Back in the day, in the 2000s. Right?
Seems longer than that.
No. You missed it. So thanks for coming in, filling in LBF.
Absolutely. It's fun.
She's in the Cape. Was she Martha's Vineyard? Where is she?
Yeah, back? Down in the vineyard. She only, you know, surfaced once to text us a picture of her view over the weekend. That was
and
nice,
what
wasn't it?
A view.
Yeah.
Saw that.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Rubbing it in a little bit. Yeah. That's okay. I did too.
We call it flexing around here. So she's flexing her little vacation home.
Good for her.
She deserves it.
She
is. Dealing with us too all year long. You're good for about a week, right? They signed you for a week?
Let's see.
Good. Let's see. Okay.
Let's get through today.
Hey, it's going to be a day to get through, too. Heat indexes, or I think the professionals call it indices. Am I right?
Here he goes with his indices.
Yes, okay. Indices of 104. It's going to feel like 104 today. That's nuts.
I like the heat.
Do you like it this hot, though?
I don't complain. I refuse to complain about the heat.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, no, because...
If there is, let me know.
We complain about everything, right? At some point, it's going to be too cold.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
I'll talk about it later, but I see people posting on Facebook and Instagram, boy, ready for fall.
What?
No, it's July. All right, high of 98 today, 77 tonight, and 94 tomorrow. So yesterday was 90. That's another heat wave. We've had a lot of heat waves this year. It's going to be a hot week through Wednesday, so at least close to 90. All right, coming up, 7:55. Tracy, I know you're excited because you've never given away a chance at $1 million.
Never.
Never. Well, never. Today you can.
All right.
7:55. We're stuck on song number 5. We're going to need that. So if folks listening last week, they know the first four. They have a shot at number 5. They'll win $1,000. And then be in the running for $1 million.
Love it.
Look at you. You can't even stand up. You're so excited. No, just sit down, okay? All right, welcome back. 5:43.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your day with J-Bo Jones. And 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, Tracy in for LBF. What's cool?
Well, if you keep forgetting your mask, you don't have to head home.
No, is that right?
Head to the drive-thru.
Oh, good. Drive-thru.
Yeah.
Nice to know.
Yeah.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right, I'm going to tell you why you should drink a beer.
Look at that.
You could help cure cancer.
He does.
That's right.
Okay.
Aha! See that? And do you ever have an absolute binge food day and felt guilty about it? Maybe it was a party. Well, I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't feel that bad about that occasional insane binging. It's good news.
Okay
Tracy.
All right. How many times have you gone out
and forgot
recently,
my mask?
Right? And you have to go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
without a mask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you go home, you get your mask, and then you head back out so that you can go into the store. So recently, England also made it a law that you must wear a face covering to enter a store. Woman is caught on camera. She is wearing a cardboard KFC box over her head to cover her nose and mouth as she shopped
in a
mall.
The bucket or the box?
This says
you could do the bucket.
Well, that's what I was thinking, right?
Just
cut out some eyes. Eye holes.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So,
okay, but she went for the box.
She did.
Uh-huh.
A photo of her went viral, so it just made me feel like, okay, I I don't have to go home to get my mask anymore. Just reach in the back seat. The kids must have left something.
Do you put elastics in?
Not too much detail, Bob. She had a KFC box on her head.
She got
away with it.
She got away with it. All right, Brian.
Whatever it takes. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to talk about this a lot this week. We're leading into what would have been Pan Mass Challenge weekend. Mm. And, it's reimagined this year, so everybody's kind of doing their own thing. But one of the things you can do to help, Harpoon. It's been the official beer of Pan Mass Challenge for the past 22 years. Mm-hmm. And for the month of July this year, what they've been doing is donating a portion of the proceeds of every Harpoon IPA purchased. So you have till, the end of the week to go out and get some Harpoon IPA to support Pan Mass Challenge. And if you, between now and Sunday, August 2nd, if you post a picture of your post-ride Harpoon, tag Harpoon Brewery and Pan Mass on Instagram, you could win a Harpoon PMC-branded kegerator.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be good.
Look
always
at that. Wanted.
So there you go.
Always wanted a kegerator?
Always.
Yeah. They're great.
My fingers are crossed.
Someday. Do it then.
Someday.
just go tag a nice picture on Instagram.
Okay. Tracy, just donate this week's salary to Pan Mass Challenge. You can be in the running for it.
Yeah, you can go to WROR.com/PMC.
All righty.
Yeah, got you. How much do you want that kegger? No, it's a great cause. And a new study found you can eat an insane amount of calories once in a while, and it won't cause you long-term health problems. See, our bodies can actually handle and process the extra burst of calories really well as long as you don't overdo it. Again, this came out of England where the woman was wearing a KFC box. See? She's probably having a binge, having a good time. The study shows the body actually copes remarkably well when faced with a massive and sudden calorie excess.
Healthy. Now,
that party
like
day.
Like
where
your
you
massive
just,
amount
no, no,
or
my, no,
normal
you,
average
no,
person's massive amount?
You couldn't handle a normal, you couldn't handle my normal day, let alone my binge. But the magic stops working if you start going food crazy too often. Overeating adds more stored energy to our bodies, and that's what we call the extra tire, spare tire.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, once in a while you can do it. Wear that mask, Tracy.
I'm going to go get some Harpoon.
Harpoon and chicken. Right. You're doing good things. All right, that's cool things we think you could use. It's 626. Could use $1,000, maybe $1 million. We're up to song number 5. We're going to give you that unfair advantage next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it is 6:30 and going to be super hot today. Heat index of 104. So working outside today is just, it's unbelievable. Sorry for anybody who has to do it. I hope wherever you are, there's a cooler nearby.
Don't leave your pets in your cars.
Oh, my God. Don't right? even like crack
leave
the window.
Leave the dog at home.
Yeah. You hate to see that on a day like this.
Yep.
I bring a brick with me just in case I see one.
Obviously, don't leave your kids in the car either, but yeah.
Yeah, them too.
Forgot about them.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Afterthought.
Good public announcement, Tracy.
They can open a door.
Gotta go.
They can open a door, let's hope. I remember as a kid being left in the car so many times with my brother and sister while, the folks were shopping. And we just sat there in the summer in the hot sun.
That explains a lot.
It does it? They'd be arrested.
I was going to say, the plan apparently didn't work.
No, they like my sister. So I always knew. No, they're not trying to kill me. It's going to be 98 today. Feel like 104. Down to 77 tonight. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered. Thunderstorms, high 94. Wednesday, sun and clouds, about 90. So that's another heat wave. That's, I think, maybe our third this summer. I do believe. Well, we are at song number 4 with our $1 million playlist. Now, Tracy in for LBF. So, as you know, I want you to listen to this song.
Okay.
Don't tell it out loud if you think you know song number 5, okay?
Okay.
Because it's worth $1,000 at 7:55 to the person who knows song number 5. Of course, you need to know the previous 4. Here it is. Now, do you think you can get it?
No. Nope.
You're not listening hard enough.
I am it. Listening. Okay. It's the beeps. They
it's
confuse
tough.
Me.
It is tough. So Friday, we left with four songs, and that's where we are standing today. So someone gets that fifth one, it's worth $1,000, then a chance for $1,000,000. So that's $755. All right, Tracy, what's coming up with your dirty laundry?
Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so obviously a busy man, had a big birthday recently, but apparently he's got another job selling some...
Wieners?
Wieners, Bob.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
He's just throwing wieners.
Tom Hanks is selling wieners.
How about that? Mm-hmm. So he's recovered from the COVID. Now he's...
Right? Scary.
Chucking wieners. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, sitting in the laundry room for LBF this week, it's our pal Tracy Caruso. What's in the laundry?
Yeah, it was kind of a sad weekend, though, right? We lost some big names over the weekend.
Three, right?
Yeah.
The dreaded three.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Also, Tom Hanks doing a job that I never thought he would do.
And, or needed to
do.
Yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
Right. And Kanye, he's in the doghouse. He's apologizing.
That's good to know.
Absolutely.
He had a rough week.
He sure did.
Don't call your mom, mother-in-law, Kim Il-sung, or whatever he was called, and get away with it. All right, let's hear it, Tracy.
Okay, so Gone with the Wind and the heiress star Olivia de Havilland has died at the age of 104 years old. Wow. Two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at home in Paris.
104. Would you like that many?
Sure, I'll take whatever I
sure.
would.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a good quality life and everything.
Yeah, I think she did.
You know?
104.
And going in your sleep, I think that's okay, too.
You want to go in your sleep?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Also, Regis Philbin.
Legendary. I won't wake you up.
Thanks a lot. Wait, are you faking it?
No.
Regis Philbin. Legendary yep. television personality who co-hosted Live with Regis and Kathy Lee for 15 years. He died at the age of 88. On Saturday. Mm. And Peter Green, the iconic guitarist and co-founder of Fleetwood Mac. He died July 25th in England at the age of 73.
See, now that's the three. It's always,
yeah.
You know, it's a cliche,
right?
But
I know.
Seems like that's
you
the way it is.
Let's see. Also, COVID-19, coronavirus, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out now that he was in the hospital for a week back in April after testing positive. 64 years old, and he was there for a week, but they say he has since had several negative tests.
Oh, okay. So if you see him, don't worry. It's just, he's good.
I mean, don't cough on him either.
Well,
but...
he doesn't cough on me.
Just worry about the regular stuff you worry about with Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wow. 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 Okay. And Tom Hanks is now officially a Greek citizen. The prime minister gave him his official passport along with his wife. Mm. They actually have property.
Oh, I'll bet. So one of the Greek Isles?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. But he's also apparently selling hot dogs at the A's games.
Is he really?
Yeah.
The sound of that?
Yeah, listen.
Would you like to hear it? Here he is.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dog's here! Colossal hot dog!
Colossal.
Not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here! Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Colossal dog! Hot dog!
What is this? What's going on here?
Colossal. He just turned 64 years old, by the way. And finally, Kanye West has apologized to his wife, Kim Kardashian, following his recent Twitter rant where he exposed some of their personal business. Kanye tweeted on Saturday, quote, "I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me." I wonder who wrote that for him.
Right. Yeah, he had to go public with it, too. When she wanted a public apology.
She said, hit send.
Yeah. Insta. Let's do that. So why was Tom Hanks on? What is that about?
He recorded that for the A's, and they're mixing it in with their canned crowd noise.
Right. Did you hear any of that playback? Did you see the Sox this weekend?
Watched a little
bit. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Right.
There's no fans in the stands, but they're piping
they
in the sound.
They say that that helps them. I can't it imagine. Probably, I'd be looking around like, where are they?
Yeah.
Right?
I also saw some of the stadiums, you know, even at Fenway, they're putting up like cardboard cutouts of people.
And can't you actually buy.
You can buy one, yeah.
You can buy a face.
I actually saw a cardboard cutout take a home run right to the head. Knock the head right off.
It didn't duck?
No, it didn't move at all.
That's funny. You should get paid for that. You'd be like, hey, $500. And the player should get a bonus for that. Okay, 651. Good job, Tracy. Thank you. That's super hot day today. The heat index, 104. If anybody knows working outside, you know, I'm thinking some iced tea would be nice for them. Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an Arnold Palmer.
All right.
Mix it up. And seriously, super hot for the next 3 days. It's already 75 in Boston.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 7:16. National Dance Day.
Nice.
How about that? On a hot Monday in July, it's National Dance Day, so we thought we'd have a little bit of fun. Let's see if we get a caller who can tell us whether or not these are actual dances.
Okay.
Names for a dance.
Okay.
There's all kinds of dances, right? You know, the twist, the mashed potato, yada yada.
Macarena.
Let's see. We have a player today is Sandy from North Chelmsford. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Are you a dancer, Sandy? You love to dance at at the shindigs?
No, not really.
You're not a dancer?
My niece owns a dance studio, but no, I'm not a dancer.
Okay, well, let's see if you know these dances. If you get five of these correct, we're going to give you a limited edition WROR t-shirt, okay?
Awesome, yep.
You ready
thanks.
To play? The answer is
I'm ready.
It's always yes or no. Okay, we'll start you up.
Okay.
Sandy, is the stanky leg a dance, yes or no? The stanky leg.
I'm going to say no.
Right. Tracy, what do you say?
Stanky leg?
The stanky leg. Is that a dance?
That sounds like a line dance kind of thing.
Is it a dance or not?
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. You say yes?
I say yes. Why not?
Brian?
Yeah, I think my kids have been doing that one on the TikTok.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes. Sorry, Sandy. Yeah, the stanky leg.
All right.
How about song number two, the Oops Upside Your Head? Is that a dance or not? The Oops Upside Your Head.
I'm saying no.
You say no? Tracy?
I say no.
You say no, yeah. Brian?
I think it is.
You do?
It is.
It
Oops,
is?
Yeah. Upside your head.
I've heard that in a song somewhere.
Yes. Sandy, you get five of these, we're going to give you a t-shirt. You're 0 for 2 right now.
Uh-oh.
Number
three, the
Jilted Birdie. The Jilted Birdie, is that a dance or not?
I'm going to go with no again.
You're going to go with no? Tracy?
I agree with her.
Yeah?
It's no.
Brian? Yeah, it's not. Okay, there
you
go.
You got one,
Sandy. All right, how about number four, the Happy Jasper? The Happy Jasper. Is that a dance or not?
Well, it sounds fun, so I'm going to say yes.
You say yes, the Happy Jasper. Tracy?
I think it sounds fun, too.
Yeah, Brian?
I'll go along with you guys.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh.
There's no Happy
Jasper.
You
should make one up,
Okay.
Sandy,
is the meat stick dance a dance, yes or no? The meat stick dance.
Oh, my God.
Sandy?
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
No.
You say no, the meat stick dance? Tracy, would you like to guess?
I'm going to say no.
You can say no, Brian?
Even if it is, I don't want to see it.
it's only in certain businesses they do this
yeah,
dance.
Sorry.
Certain.
The meat stick is a dance.
It is?
It is a dance.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Well, Sandy, you need the next four to win the t-shirt.
Bob, can you show us how to do the meat stick?
Not yet.
Come back.
Maybe later.
Proportions.
All right, Sandy, the Gimme Tender Vittles dance, is that a yes or no? the Gimme Tender Vittles dance?
Tenderly, I'm saying no.
Right, you say no, Tracy?
I say no.
Brian?
Yeah, I don't think
yeah
so.
It's not a dance.
All
no,
right.
There you
sure.
go. Two.
All
yeah,
right.
Two.
Okay. Sandy, the whacking dance, is that a dance? The whacking dance, yes or no?
Oh, boy. Yes.
You say yes. Tracy, what do you say?
Whacking?
The whacking dance.
Yep.
I have to say no.
Brian?
I'll go with a yes.
It is a yes. There is the whacking dance. All right.
Show me that one, too. There's a few of these I really right. want to
Sandy,
see.
You get,
don't put a few of these together.
You get two more, Sandy. We'll give you a T-shirt. Okay. The pots and pans clap your hands dance. Is that a yes? Pots and pans clap
right.
your hands. Is that a yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no, Tracy?
I think my kids did that, though, right? In
yeah.
the kitchen?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes? Brian?
I'm going no.
No. The answer is no, right. Sandy. The pots. Yeah, you got four. All right, one more and you get the T-shirt. Are you ready? Here it is.
Yeah.
Granny's back snapper. Granny's back snapper. Is that a dance or not?
That must be a heck of a dance. I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes, the back snapper? Tracy?
I'm supporting Sandy by saying yes.
Brian?
I don't think it is.
No, it's not a dance.
Oh, man.
Granny's back snapper is not
so
a dance.
Close.
All right, last shot. You get this right, we'll give you the T-shirt.
The walls?
No.
Sorry.
No, it's not
what
the walls.
Is?
It's a dance called daggering. You're daggering, okay? Means you're stepping in and out. The daggering dance, is that a yes or no?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say yes.
You say yes, Tracy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah, it seems like this.
The daggering dance?
Sure.
You got it!
Oh.
Yay! We have a winner!
Yay!
Yay!
You!
Yeah, there you
Ow.
Go, Sandy.
It took long enough.
Yeah, did boy, it did.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter. You
all
still
right. Now you have
it.
To do all of those dances for us, Sandy.
Okay, I'll figure them out.
Do the stanky leg.
I want to see the meat stick.
Wait till you see Granny's back snapper.
Oh,
that
God.
Is going to be fun. Hey, Sandy, thanks
for
playing.
I love you guys.
Well, you're going to love the T-shirt, okay? Thanks for
Thank
playing,
you.
Sandy.
Have a great one.
Are you hanging on? There nice. You go. That was fun, right? Granny's back snapper? Followed by the meat stick.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
wow,
something
wow, wow.
we'll probably never do again, but we did it.
That's good.
The meat stick, Tracy. Stay tuned. 7:23, coming up 7:55, your shot, $1,000. It's the Million Dollar Playlist. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian filling in for LBF today. Tracy is in for the week. LBF's enjoying a hot vacation. My goodness, a high of today, 98. It's going to feel like 100 to 104. Now, tonight, clear and your low is 77.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
Very comfortable sleeping weather.
Well, isn't that nice? Get your leg off me. That's what I hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's just me. Okay. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. A high of 94 with some gusty winds. It is a balmy, what was it, 78 last time we looked? Boston?
Yeah.
78 already. It's nice. Not even barely 7:30. Hey, guess who's turning 80 years old today? 80 years old today.
No
He's
idea.
He's one of Hollywood's wise guys.
Okay.
Fresh, yeah. funny.
I don't know.
Yeah?
80. Okay.
Mr. Bugs Bunny.
Oh, Bugs. Cool.
Bugs, he stands the test of time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He
looks good.
He does.
He looks good. He's still funny.
Yeah.
Kids still like him.
Mm-hmm.
If they see him. Brian, didn't you
I've watched some. Yeah, it's
kids
like available on Amazon. We watch it with the kids. It's good. And, you know, I mean, now they've taken Elmer's gun away, which, I mean, he's an 80-year-old rabbit. I mean, you don't really need a gun to hunt an 80-year-old
yeah,
rabbit.
Right. What's Elmer use now to hunt the Wascally Wabbit?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him in any
trick him now.
Yeah.
Trick him
yeah.
in with carrots.
I doubt that's going to work.
There's the first time they met. This would be 1940.
What's up, Doc? It's a wabbit down there, and I'm trying to catch him.
What do you mean, a wabbit?
Wabbits. You know, with big, long ears.
Oh, like these?
Yeah, and a little white fluffy tail.
Like this?
Yep. And he hops around and around.
Oh, like this?
You know what's happening there, right?
Pardon me, but you know, you look just like a rabbit.
Listen, Doc. Now, don't spread this around. But, confidentially, I am a rabbit!
And here we go. So fun. The great Mel Blanc did. Guess how many voices Mel Blanc could do? Any guesses? Just guess.
80.
You know?
Oh, okay.
400 voices. That's crazy. Wow. He was the best ever. Mel Blanc.
All right.
Okay. So, Tracy, what's coming up in the Dirty Laundry?
No, these two seem so in love, but apparently they knew pretty early on after just two dates.
Love at first.
Who said,
sight.
I love you?
Who said, after I love you first? After
two dates.
Can't wait
kinda
to find
quick.
Out.
That's right.
That's a quick, I love you. Okay, did LBF leave you some dirty laundry?
She
Tracy?
Did.
She did? That's
she did.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know your friends when you can leave
Absolutely.
Dirty laundry. That.
Thanks a lot, LBF. Thanks
right.
a lot.
All right, what have we got?
So actually, starting off on a sad note, this weekend we lost three icons. Gone with the Wind star Olivia de Havilland died at the age of 104 years old.
That's
a
good run.
She died in her sleep in Paris. Also, we lost Regis Philbin. He was 88 years old. And Peter Green, iconic guitarist and co-founder of Fleetwood Mac.
Who would you rather watch, Regis or the new guy, Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan.
Then Regis? Oh, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the hair,
He's
right?
Adorable.
Okay,
He's
fine.
Adorable.
Sorry, I
like
asked.
Him.
Can't believe it. I'm dead. Still won't watch.
Wow! Don't make me feel guilty.
Yeah,
now.
You should. I mean, that was a slam dunk.
I like Ryan.
Apparently.
All right.
What else?
Dance on my grave.
Hey, listen. Tom Hanks is now officially a Greek citizen. He and his wife both. They own property. On one of the islands, so they were made official Greek citizens very recently. But also, he's, I guess he's trying to sell some colossal wieners.
He's the virtual hot dog
Selling colossal wieners.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
At Oakland A's games. So when you watch an A's game, you'll hear this.
Hot dog! Yeah. Colossal hot dog! Yeah. Hot dog's here! Colossal hot dog!
Here they are, I guess.
Colossal. Not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here! Hot dog! Colossal hot
Boy,
dog!
Wow.
Colossal dogs!
He's
hot dog!
He's selling those colossal dogs. I don't want a colossal dog at all. I want a nice, you know... Hot dog.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be colossal.
I like
normal size.
Never mind.
Okay,
let's
fine.
See. After 20 years, O Magazine has stopped their print edition. They are not
That's
printing
Oprah's magazine?
O Magazine anymore.
Who do you suppose will be the last one on the cover?
No idea.
Boy,
I was going to find somebody to be on the cover. Was she on every cover of O Magazine?
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
20 years. With the
20
cover.
Years. Like, hey, Oprah, we're thinking, mix it up a little bit. No. No.
My mother-in-law used to get that, and I'd be like, hey. Who's on the cover this month?
Oprah.
And I found this, I guess, a little surprising. Prince Harry, when he was dating Meghan Markle, obviously before marriage, it was a new biography, by the way, just came out. Prince Harry was the first to say, I love you.
Oh.
After.
Well, it's nice. You want the guy to say it first, right?
Well, yeah, but after two dates.
He said
Prince
it after
Harry
two
says,
dates?
I love you after two dates.
Wow. Wouldn't that freak you out as a woman to hear I love you after just two dates?
What kind of car do they drive?
Yeah. Well, he's got a driver.
He's got a driver.
I
mean,
well, then I love you more.
Yeah.
I love you more. I love you more.
After two dates.
Yeah.
Wait till I make you leave your whole family.
Move you to Canada, Harry. What do you think about that? Yeah, you got expelled. Two dates.
Yep.
Wow.
That is crazy. I mean, I'd say I like you after two dates. This seems normal.
No, I love you.
After. Unless you're Prince.
Listen, if
then
I
you
found
can...
out he had a driver, I would have said it first.
Yeah. First date. I love you.
Yep.
I love you. All right. So good job, Tracy. 7:48. Coming up in just a few minutes, your chance to get that fifth song and win $1,000. It's the $1 Million Playlist. Now, all day Friday, we were stuck on song number four. We had four.
Okay.
That last one, if you were listening Friday, you know the first four. Your shot coming up in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Kingston. It's Don. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Don, for, of course, the female variety, Don.
Okay.
Yes, just, it is.
That's a D-A-W-N. Don, good morning. Hey, listen, LBF's on vacation this week, but don't you fear, because she wrote all the questions for Tracy. So you're getting LBF. You're getting those LBF questions, okay?
So don't blame me. You can still blame LBF.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Kingston, and I work in Boston. I'm actually on vacation this week, so that's... I'll be able to rest a little bit for this phone call. I'm a little nervous. I'm super nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
What are you going to do to beat the heat today?
She's in Kingston. Okay. She'll go to the beach.
Yeah, I live at three streets up from the beach.
Nice.
You know, my wife's family always had a house on the beach. Down in Kingston,
all right.
Until we got married, and then they sold it. But,
yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. All right, Don, let's play. You know how it works. Get them all right. Get 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. And if we have time, Tracy will get back to it. You ready to play?
I think I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes. What does LOL stand for?
Laugh out loud.
A crocodile is what type of animal?
Pass.
I didn't hear that.
Pass.
Go.
What is hotter, boiling water or boiling milk?
Repeat, please.
What is hotter, boiling water or boiling milk?
Boiling water.
How many tasks did Hercules have to fulfill?
Three.
Okay, move on.
Which book begins with the line, "These two very old people are the father and mother of Mr. Bucket"?
Pass.
Which series follows the investigation by FBI Special Agent Dale Cooper into the murder of a homecoming queen?
Pass.
What is the first day of Lent typically known as?
Oh, sh**.
Oh. I don't think it's that. No, I don't. No, I. Oh boy,
you're gonna have to go to confession.
Oh my god, I knew that.
Okay, Don.
Ready?
Don, please don't say that again when we tell you.
I'm so sorry.
You got one right, Don.
Okay, I knew it. Oh.
You got a lot of passes, though. You passed. But anyway,
I know.
Oh, I'm darn.
So sorry.
Oh, darn, Don.
I think I got it.
Okay. Wow. Well, what did we miss of the questions she was asked, Tracy?
Okay, a crocodile is what type of animal? It's a reptile.
Reptile, which, yeah.
So what is hotter, boiling water or boiling milk? It's actually boiling milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many tasks did Hercules have to fulfill? It's actually 12.
Mm-hmm.
Which book begins with the line, "These two very old people are the father and mother of Mr. Bucket"? That's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Which series follows the investigation by FBI Special Agent Dale Cooper into the murder of a homecoming queen? That's Twin Peaks. And what is the first day of Lent typically known as? Ash Wednesday.
It's not.
It's
oh,
not.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. All right, Don. Hey, thank you for playing. But hey, listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little jealous of your prize this week because I would love to do it too. Two tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Sunday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. You're going to go. Don't forget, rubbing is racing, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, but I don't think you can actually rub now because of the social distance.
Oh, there's no rubbing. No rubbing. Okay, Don. See you. Hey, tickets available at NHMS.com. Don, thank you for playing, okay? You'll be one of our memorable players for sure.
Yep.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Well, you definitely want to be cool today, any way you can. Okay, it's 82 already in Boston. Tracy, in for LBF this week?
Yeah,
you having fun yet?
Well, it's Monday, so let's stay positive. Of course we're having fun.
Okay. What do you have that's cool?
Well, you know, so many people are forgetting their face masks at home because, you know, it's a new habit that we need to get into, right?
Mm, yeah.
Well, you don't have to turn around and go home to get that mask.
Mm, yeah. You don't?
No.
Okay, well,
no.
That's interesting. All right, Brian, what do you have?
I'll have a beer, Bob.
Okay.
I'll tell you why you should have a beer. You can help cure cancer.
Now, that's a deal.
Nice. Right?
That's a deal.
Huh?
How about this? I will tell you why. If you ever have one of those days, maybe you have one this weekend, where you just overdid it with the calories, scientists say, hey, it might not be that big a deal. You can get away with it once in a while.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Beginning Friday, it was mandatory for shoppers in England to wear a face covering to enter a store, like so many stores right here in the U.S. Well, recently, a woman was caught on camera wearing a cardboard KFC box over her head to cover her nose and mouth as she shopped in a mall.
Whatever it takes.
Wow.
So she forgot her mask at home.
And she walked around with a KFC box?
She went to the drive-thru. So I'm just saying, don't go home. Go to a drive-thru, and I'm sure you can get something to cover your face.
So it wasn't the bucket.
This says box.
The box. Well, it's good to know. It'll come in handy. You know, there's a great guitarist, wasn't it? A great who filled in with Guns N' Roses, and his name is Buckethead. He wears the KFC bucket, and you don't see his face.
That's
old Buckethead.
I bet it smells good.
Right? Like, see how greasy that is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There you go, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, this week, this weekend would be Pan Mass Challenge weekend.
Yeah.
And a lot of riders are out there training and doing their reimagined Pan Mass.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how you can help. Because Harpoon Beer has been the official beer of Pan Mass Challenge for like 22 years now. When we'd get to Mass Maritime, they'd have the tent set up. You'd have a beer after your ride.
Yeah.
It was great. You can still do that because for the month of July, so you have the rest of this week, Harpoon is donating a portion of the proceeds of every Harpoon IPA, their original IPA that is purchased, to Pan Mass Challenge. A minimum, they're committed to a minimum of $15,000 donation. Because just raising money to, you know, it goes directly to the Jimmy Fund. This is how Pan Mass, I've been riding for 6 years, and everybody's doing their own thing. So this is a nice little way you can help out. Grab a six-pack, and you're helping to cure cancer with that six-pack of Harpoon.
So whatever sales they have this week, bottles, cans of their IPA.
For the whole month of July.
The whole month.
You have the rest of this week
great.
To do it. And if you post a photo of your post-ride Harpoon IPA between now and Sunday, August 2nd, on Instagram, tag Harpoon and Pan Mass, you might win a Harpoon PMC-branded kegerator.
Why don't you go ahead and do that on your next ride?
That would be pretty good. I might have to do that.
That'd be nice.
There you go.
Where is Mass Maritime?
Down in Bourne. Right before. That's where we would generally sleep over there and then hit the Bourne Bridge in the morning on Sunday morning.
Oh, man. Maybe next year, Brian.
Yep,
maybe next year. Okay, finally, if you have one of those days or maybe even a weekend where you overdid it with the calories, you know what I'm saying? One of those days.
Right.
You just can't stop. Don't worry about it. According to an English study, findings show the body actually copes remarkably well when faced with a massive and sudden caloric excess. Healthy humans can eat twice as much as full and deal effectively with this huge initial energy surplus. Twice as much as you normally do. Occasionally you can get away with it. But the magic stops working if you start going food crazy too often. Overeating adds more stored energy to our bodies, which becomes fat.
Stored energy.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what it's called.
Wow, it sounds nice when you say it that way,
like
doesn't it?
I like that.
What do you got this? It's a lot of stored energy. Energy potential.
That's what that is for your pan mass challenge.
You need it. A lot of stored energy.
A lot of stored energy. So, anywho, good news.
Just so, how often can you do this?
Tracy, I wouldn't do it very often.
Okay.
I would not.
I was wondering.
You're looking at my stored energy?
Yeah. Hey.
That's not nice, Tracy. But
some people call me the space cowboy.
5'7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Some great 80s right there. The Go-Go's. We got the beats. It's Bob Bronson. LBF on vacation. We have Tracy here. Brian's here. Tracy, thanks for coming in today.
It's been fun.
Kind of fun hanging out, right?
Absolutely.
On a Monday.
Always.
Gonna be hot. Stay cool today.
I will try.
104 is what it's gonna feel like out there. Okay? So wear as little as you can.
All right.
And get away with it.
All right.
Okay? That's my motto. Guess who's turning 77 today?
77. Well, you said that.
Sir.
Who was 80 earlier today?
Bugs Bunny's 80. Yes.
Okay. He's so 3 years younger. 77 would be.
Slightly younger.
No idea.
Sir Mick Jagger.
Oh, okay.
He was knighted, so he's now Sir Mick Jagger. That's pretty cool. So if you see him, say sir. Good morning, sir.
All right.
How are you doing? Or toodles, whatever you'd say in English, British. Not so much. His father's name was Basil.
You want a spot of tea?
You want a spot of tea,
right?
Sir? His father's name was Basil. Basil Jagger.
Basil Jagger.
Yeah, Basil.
Is Jagger his real last name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and his mother, Ava. Here's some fun facts about Mick. First of all, he's been married to Jerry Hall, Bianca Jagger. So he's been married a couple of times. He's got 8 kids.
Okay.
8 little Jaggers.
Oh, wow.
How about that? That's why he needs all the money. He attended the London School of Economics.
He's still working.
He's still working at 77.
He's got the moves like Jagger, right?
He does have the moves like it's crazy. He plays the harmonica, the tambourine. Oh, that's good, the tambourine. I think we all do that, don't we?
That's something for lead singers to do while the
bragging rights right there.
Are you just going to stand there and sing? What are you going to do?
I'm going to play the tambourine. Also, the guitar and the piano. He's childhood friends with bandmate Keith Richards. They were childhood buddies.
That's cool.
So they started back in 1960. He was the lead singer of Little Boy Blue and the Blue Boys.
So he's been friends with... Because that's strange, because, I mean, Keith Richards is what, 150?
Yeah, looks it, doesn't he? So since 1962, he's been the lead singer of the Rolling Stones. 77, still going strong. Now, he had a heart attack.
Yeah, but in April of 2019.
Yeah.
But then he was back on stage in June.
Crazy.
Yeah. Good for
just
him.
Out there performing. So he once said, "I shoot me if I'm still singing Satisfaction at 45.
Oh.
I don't think anybody shot him.
Just dodged a bullet.
Dodged a bullet. What's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Oh, boy. You can't always get what you want.
That's them.
Yep.
It's one to live by.
Yep.
How about yours, Brian?
You know, I just love the video for, what is that, Dancing in the Streets? Remember that one he did with Mick Jagger and...
David Bowie? Yeah.
Just because it's one of the weirdest videos ever.
Now we need to watch it.
Yeah, it is. Check that one out.
My favorite, I'm going to go deep, is your 19th Nervous Breakdown.
That's a good one.
That is a great song. Think about the first 18, then you're
going
to get to 19.
Right?
So, happy birthday, Sir Mick Jagger, 77.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.